USA Radio News.
Free speech wins. For now, the Department of Homeland Security paused its new Disinformation Governance Board on Wednesday, and the board's director will resign. This follows weeks of questions about whether the board would encroach on free speech rights, but the board isn't gone for good yet. A DHS advisory council will make recommendations in 75 days. Gas prices across the nation hit record highs on Wednesday. The nationwide average is more than $4.50 a gallon. In California, prices have topped $6 per gallon. One driver spoke to KTLA.
I start going local instead of going far. I usually go out to L.A., sometimes to Pomona, stuff like that. I start going local. If I don't go local, I'll take the bus or the bike.
The cost of diesel fuel is running close to $7 per gallon in parts of the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
An audit is shining a light on Michigan's embattled unemployment insurance agency. Michigan's Auditor General says the state's unemployment insurance agency did not limit access to sensitive information during the COVID-19 pandemic. Between March 15, 2020 and June 28th of the following year, the state processed more than $36 billion in payments. UIA officials said they've conducted a system upgrade. A Missouri bill would protect doctors who prescribe the COVID-19 drugs ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. The measure would also prevent pharmacists from questioning doctors who prescribe either of those drugs. The two drugs became controversial over the course of the pandemic as some doctors prescribed them to ill patients without approval from the Food and Drug Administration. Google says its Russian subsidiary is planning to file for bankruptcy because it cannot pay staff and suppliers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Several states are teaming up to bypass the Biden administration and secure the southern border.
Oklahoma is joining a coalition of 21 states in a lawsuit against the Biden administration in hopes to keep Title 42 in place. Oklahoma Attorney General John O'Connor tells Fox News Title 42 is needed to keep his state safe and keep drugs out of the country.
There are six cartels in Mexico that are selling human beings and drugs into America right now. And I'm told by the Border Patrol that the cartels make $100 million a week selling human beings, and we've got to shut down those borders.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Use of Pfizer's COVID-19 oral antiviral treatment Paxlovid has jumped 315% over the past 4 weeks. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said nearly all 115,000 courses of the pills were dispensed during the first week of May. A combination of genetic testing and health screenings could identify more than 1 million U.S. adults with an inherited risk for a cholesterol disorder that increases their risk for premature heart attack and death. The new study from Columbia University showed 1 in 250 Americans may have at least one gene for the condition that causes an increase in bad cholesterol. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.